Have you noticed the airplane seats on flights these days seem like they're more cramped and smaller than they used to be? Mm. Well, it's not your imagination. And recently, a federal court judge ordered the FAA to investigate the case of the incredible shrinking airline seats. Joining us live now, CBS News travel editor Peter Greenberg. Peter, I guess it's good to know it's not us getting bigger, but explain what really is going on here.
Well, I hate to tell you, it is also us getting bigger, but that's not the issue. The problem is this. The airlines used to have pitch and there's width. Pitch is the distance between the back of the seat in front of you and you. And, of course, the width is the actual width of the seat itself. The width of the seat itself has gone from maybe 24 inches in coach down to 18 and sometimes 17 inches. That's a significant decrease. The pitch has gone from anywhere from, 32 inches down to, 29. That 3 inches makes a difference. And this latest order from the court may not have any teeth at all, because all it's asking the FAA to do is to study the issue. FAA is very good at studying the issue. Mm. As far as rulemaking is concerned, that's another issue.
No, that's okay. I was just going to ask you, is there anything that consumers can do at this point?
Well, in the past, where it really makes a difference is when the Department of Transportation makes a rule. That was the tarmac delay rule. It didn't go through any kind of legislation or nothing through the FAA. It was a rule issued by the Department of Transportation, and it's binding, and that worked. Hopefully, there'll be some rules issued by the DOT without waiting for the FAA. But the real issue here is not just your comfort. It's your safety. And if you're in a plane in which you can't even get out of your seat, it's so cramped, how are you going to evacuate the plane in an emergency? Remember, every airline has to support the following test, that they can evacuate a fully loaded plane in less than 90 seconds with half the exits blocked. Now, in my history, and you look at this, every airline passes the test with flying colors. You know why? I think they're hiring the cast from Cirque du Soleil. So the point is, are those tests realistic? And are there enough flight attendants on board to help in the evacuation based on the number of seats they're doing? Because the minute they shrink the seat pitch, that means only one thing. They're adding more seats. And there you go. There's your problem.
Shouldn't it be an independent investigation as to how much width is needed for a good evacuation?
There have been a number of independent investigations, but they're not binding. It's got to be done at the federal level, and it's got to be done either by the DOT as a rulemaking for the airlines or by the FAA based on just safety issues. And until the FAA changes the requirements for the actual evacuation test, every airline is going to pass the test.
Well, it's interesting to watch. I tell you, I flew last night. There's no way that plane could have been evacuated in 90 seconds.
Well, let me tell you one thing. You may remember the British Airways flight that caught fire in Las Vegas about a year ago, mm-hmm. almost 2 years ago, on takeoff with an engine on fire. That plane was safely evacuated with no loss of life, but it wasn't evacuated in 90 seconds. It took 9 minutes.
Yeah.
Those people were so lucky.
Wow. Peter, thank you. Good to talk to you.
You got it, guys.
CBS News travel editor Peter Greenberg.